Welcome back to the show. You know, a long time ago, 1999 to be exact, I was an extra in the movie Any Given Sunday. But you don't see me and you don't hear me, so really I could be making that up. But I promise, I was in Any Given Sunday. A guy who had a much more prominent role in that one, as well as The Waterboy and a few other movies, is assistant quarterbacks coach Pat O'Hara. He had a very interesting interview in Texans radio very recently.
Mark Vandermeer, John Harrison, D.B. Sidhu with you on Texans All Access here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio. Now joined by a man who I've been wanting to catch up with for a long time here in the studio, Pat O'Hara, Texans assistant coach. How's it going, Pat?
It's going great. Thanks for having me on the show. I know we've talked about this for a long time, and here we are.
Yeah, and John McClain is going to join us, by the way, at 12:30. We'll talk about all the free agent stuff, the rumors and everything with John McClain. And I know you guys are always busy, it seems. But what kinds of things are you working on this time of year? Evaluating your own players, evaluating some of the draftable players, that sort of thing?
Yeah, really, it's all been about evaluations. You know, mm-hmm. It started out with the NFL free agents, and then it translates to the combine and really evaluating all these college athletes.
All right, we have a limited time with Pat, so I got to get right into this here. You have played for numerous Arena Football League teams, numerous NFL teams. You've been to 5 Arena Bowls, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That is right.
And you've won 3 of them. And you were drafted, I'm not, you know, I guess I'm giving away your age, because you were a 10th round draft choice, right?
Yes.
So it's been a while.
I'm old guy.
By the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's Mark Vandermeer asking that question, by the way. Yeah. Not either of us.
Yeah, but hey, it's an odd. You were in the league, and you're still in the league, so how about that? But it's been a long, diverse journey for you, Coach, including a lot of different work opportunities in motion pictures.
Yeah, it really became, you know, I was fortunate I was drafted. I never started a game in college, and I got mm-hmm. drafted, so that's a whole nother story, but... So I had a career, you know, short-lived, kind of in and out of the NFL for a few years, and then played in the Arena Football League just because I wanted to play. I was hurt most of my college career, and I ended up kind of starting in 1995 and then kind of went to sleep that night thinking I was going to play one summer, and it turned into a 20-year career. And during that time, kind of supplement my income as a head coach in the Arena Football League. And as a player, I started working in the movie business a little bit. We coordinated film and action for a lot of feature football movies.
You were in Any Given Sunday, okay? You played, what's the guy's name, Cherubini?
Tyler Cherubini.
All right, so he was the backup to Dennis Quaid's character, and you get hurt in the first scene, and then Willie Beeman comes in. So what was that whole experience like? Because you helped coach some of those players to look like football players, right?
Well, actually, you know, I was in that movie, and that was before I kind of started working with that company behind the camera. So, but that gave me a lot of insight, because most of the movie I'm on the sideline.
Yeah.
Next to Pacino, because my character got hurt. So I got to kind of really watch for like 6 months of how the inner workings of how it's handled. And it's really not just rolling the ball out and say, guys, play football. There's a lot more coordination to it. Started realizing that amazing experience. And that translated into me being hired by the company to work behind the camera on The Longest Yard. And that's where I worked as a coordinator and really hired all those guys, drew up a playbook. Train those actors, find doubles for the actors. We found a field to practice on. Mm-hmm. We put on a training camp. So it was really kind of putting an all-star team together and then making it roll.
How hard was it to make Adam Sandler look like a quarterback?
You guys, everyone wants to know that. You know, Adam was one of the better athletes we ever worked with.
Really?
And until I retire from this whole deal, like, then I'll tell the real story. But
yeah.
About all these guys. But no, Adam, for real.
He's going to write a book.
Yeah, Adam was really actually talented. It wasn't a huge stretch, and he did a great job of doing that. He's a really good basketball player, by the way.
So that's him going one-on-one with Michael Irvin in The Longest. That's him, actually.
So kind of one of the
for the most part.
Well, yeah, one of the secrets, John, in that business is you want to tie the actor in to a shot where you really can believe, all right, that's the guy.
Right.
And so there's a shot with you see Adam's eyes, you see the ball released, you see the ball in the air, there's no cutaway, and it lands in Michael Irvin's hands
right.
at the prison in the practice scene. Mm-hmm. That's Adam. And then some things obviously are double. Brian Mann, who's one of the ADs at Rice, was one of Sandler's doubles that used to play for the Los Angeles Avengers in the Arena Football League. So it's kind of I see him occasionally around town, too. Brian Mann did a great job.
So were you in the locker room when Al Pacino gives his famous speech, the 6 inches in front of you? Were you in the locker room for
how
that?
How long did that take?
Yeah, how long was that? Was that split up, or was that all one thing where he just read off the top?
You know, the guy I work with, Mark Ellis, he wrote that. And to this day, we still kind of laugh like, wow, because we wrote it up for Oliver Stone said, I need some ideas. And Mark wrote it up and had a few drafts and read it over. And then Al obviously did it, and he did it pretty solid. I think it was only like three times. I mean, the guy's
really
amazing. Yeah, he had it just memorized, and the guy's a pro.
That's like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, we did it. I think he did three takes because, you know, he wanted to get it done, and he's a pro, and he got it done.
He always has that scene in every movie, though, where he just takes over with the big monologue at the end, and this is the football version. All right, Mark Wahlberg, how was he to work with as a football player in the movie Invincible?
He was the most physical actor that we've ever worked with, where he wanted to get a little down and dirty and take more on than some of the other actors. He was willing to go through more for his character, and obviously he's a physical type of person and works out a lot and everything, so we included him a lot. And what was unique about it is he played a special teamer. You know, Vince Papale never recorded a reception, I believe, in his whole career. He was a special teams player, so for us in coordination it was very unique trying to create a story football wise to tie in Mark as a special teamer. So one in particular is in the trailer. You can see Mark as a gunner going down the sideline in real slow motion and gets really hit pretty hard out of bounds. And he wasn't supposed to get hit that hard. And this kid that we hired hit him so hard, and we thought we were all going to get fired. And Mark got up from it, and we said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And he's like, "That was the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life." And he had all of our football players over for a barbecue after because he felt like one of the guys. But yeah.
Did you receive a letter from President Ronald Reagan when you were – it was at that 10-day period that you referenced that you were injured or right before the season? How did that happen?
President Reagan was living in Bel Air. He's retired, and former President Reagan in 1989. Right. And so that, you know, a month or two later, they did some media about my works there as, you know, up-and-coming quarterback at SC or whatever. And I guess he had seen it. And when I got hurt, it was kind of big news in L.A. You know, we were preseason ranked top five, and the only question was, like, who's the quarterback going to be? And so there was some media there. So I got a letter, you know, and it's on my wall. It's his handwriting. It says he talked about the Gipper and, you know,
how
injuries happen and you'll come back from this. And the funniest thing, and he's like, "If you are ever in the neighborhood, please do not hesitate to stop by and visit Nancy and I." And I thought, knock my door.
You roll up on a knocker.
Remember this letter?
At the gate.
So it's pretty cool. And I've learned that after Ronald Reagan's death, I learned that he's, you know, just a guy wrote a lot of letters to a lot of different people. That was his thing. And so I have it in my office.